information at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA at MonticelloMedia.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Showers this morning, then partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. Highs today, low to mid-60s.
It's 48 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Wednesday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
Albemarle County Police identified the body found in the South Fork Ravana Reservoir as missing man Mark Robbins.
Robbins was last seen Sunday, November 17th. Police asked for help finding him on Tuesday the 19th. The body was found in the South Fork Ravana Reservoir in the Earliesville Road area at about 3 p.m. Officials were able to recover the body from the water around 5:20. They say it's still too early to speculate on how the body ended up in the reservoir, but the body is now on the way to the medical examiner's office in Richmond. They'll try and determine a cause of death there. Anyone with information about any suspicious activity in the area of the reservoir over the past few days, please call Crime Stoppers. That number, 977-4000.
The Greene County Board of Supervisors are still considering the idea of becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary. They heard from the public last night at their Board of Supervisors meeting. Sheriff Steve Smith says new gun laws that have been pre-filed and others that may come in the General Assembly session could get somebody who doesn't deserve it into trouble.
Responsible people that own guns and they shoot them, like to shoot them, like to hunt, whatever, they should not be punished because of criminals that go out here and commit crimes with a gun. It'll let the government know in Richmond and in Washington that the citizens here in Greene are awake and aware of what's going on, what they're trying to pass, and they don't like it. They don't want any parts of it, and they made that known tonight.
The board was in favor of becoming a Second Amendment sanctuary city, but decided to review it again at their December 10th meeting before voting on it. It is also on the agenda of the Fluvanna County Board of Supervisors' December 4th meeting.
Charlottesville police investigating a shooting from last night. Police say they responded to shots fired on the 800 block of Hardy Drive. They found a victim with a gunshot wound, but the injuries are non-life-threatening. Police say there's no information on a suspect at this point. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 49 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Thanksgiving forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is my kitchen, the one my husband built with his bare hands, the one where we marked our kids' heights on the door frame. The one my grandchildren rush to when they smell my cookies, unless they're the kind with raisins. As I get older, things change, but my home is the one thing that never will. With InnovAge Pace, I still get to do what I love in the place I call home.
InnovAge Pace provides care and independence for seniors. Learn more at myinnovage.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. 79cash.com.